This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Fail forward, as they say in Silicon Valley, where the end of companies that aren't successful sows the seed for something new that might grow. One of the most admirable things about the American economic system is the stigma of failure, as painful as it may be for all involved, can be erased by subsequent success if the resources can be repurposed for better use. In the world of more muscular, targeted industrial policy that was a key plank of Bidenomics, that is quite different. The fact that projects and investments that receive tax support are more attractive than those that don't pushes them up in priority, which is exactly what's intended. But when it comes to the question of their chances of success, it's something quite different. Two obstacles stand in the way of happy outcomes. The first is a long-standing inability of government to pick economic winners. Wanting something to succeed is not enough for it to happen. The second is the red tape inevitably attached to offerings from the public purse, and turning failure into later success is almost impossible. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.